Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
I don't care about the revenge thing. I know they usually use the word revenge. Will there be revenge? My revenge will be success.
Former President Donald Trump last night in a town hall with Laura Ingraham. Yeah, revenge is, they say living a good life is the best kind of revenge. Now,
right.
The deck is stacked against Donald Trump, no doubt, right now with... defamation lawsuits. There's the civil lawsuit with the fraud costing him $500 million, not to mention the indictments.
Right.
So things are not going too well for the president right now at this point.
And he talked about a lot of those things in this town hall last night. But let's talk about vice presidential candidates. That was a big topic last night. Laura Ingraham brought up some potential names of vice presidents.
The audience has been asked who they think would be a good choice, and various names came up. One of them was, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy. Yep. He's made a big splash. Ron DeSantis, who's making an appearance today in South Carolina, we just found out. Obviously, Tim Scott, Byron Donalds, and a big presence here for Tulsi Gabbard. Very interesting. And Kristi Noem as well, I should say. Right. Are they all on your short list? And when can we expect that you will announce your choice?
And honestly, all of those people are good. They're all good. They're all solid. And I always say I want people with common sense because there's so many things happening in this country that don't make sense.
Now, let's get one thing clear. You can cross Byron Donalds and Ron DeSantis off the list because they're from Florida.
Yeah, but the fact that Trump kind of had good things to say about DeSantis shows maybe a little unity. So I like that part. But yeah, it doesn't. DeSantis is, he's got his job to do as governor. And then, after whoever is leaving the White House in 2028, it could be a DeSantis ticket.
And let's not kid ourselves. If Donald Trump is going to run saying that Florida is his home state, if your running mate is also from that state.
Yeah.
Then you would have to basically eliminate their electoral votes. And I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is not in a hurry to eliminate Florida's electoral votes. That's a big state.
I think in this town hall, Trump did single out Tim Scott.
Here, I've got that audio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually.
I apologize. Yeah, go ahead.
When Biden ran, he pledged he was going to pick a female vice president in 2020. What qualities are you looking for in your vice presidential pick?
Well, always the first quality has to be somebody that you think will be a good president, because if something should happen, you have to have somebody that's going to be a great president. A lot of people are talking about that gentleman right over there.
Talking about Tim Scott.
And he's been so great. He's been such a great advocate. I have to say, this is in a very positive way, Tim Scott. He has been much better for me than he was for himself. I watched his campaign, and he doesn't like talking about himself, but boy, does he talk about Trump. And I said, I called him. I said, Tim, you're better for me than you were for yourself. But he's fantastic, and he's a fantastic person.
Someone who can step into the role.
Most importantly, you have to view that.
Yeah, that was, I guess, the same way for Vivek. Vivek talked more about Trump than he did himself on right. The campaign trail. What do you think about Tim Scott?
I think Tim Scott works. I would love to see Tim Scott actually debate Kamala Harris because Tim Scott would wipe the floor with her. Now, listen, we are sometimes hard on Mike Pence, but don't forget, before the fly landed on his head in the vice presidential debate,
in terms
of topics and policy, Mike Pence was mopping the floor with Kamala Harris. But all anybody wanted to talk about was the stupid fly that landed on his head. At the town hall last night, which was in South Carolina, so you hear a lot of applause in the background. It was in South Carolina. Donald Trump was asked about the mental state of Joe Biden.
Well, he's declined, and there's no question about it, but he was always sort of semi-declined if you go back 25 years. No, but he was not one of the smarter people. He's tried to be president many times, four times at least that they know of, and all of a sudden when he's most diminished, this is when he hit, and he did it. But if he runs, he runs. I think that most people that run would be stubborn or persistent and, you know, just not want to give up the ghost. But, you know, we have a nation to run. We have a nation that has to survive. We have nuclear weapons and the likes of which, and you don't even want to know about it, the most powerful weapons in the history of the world, so powerful that you don't even want to talk about them. And we have him negotiating for us. And in his best years, he couldn't have negotiated. Well, now he has no clue what's happening.
So true. Ugh.
So will Donald Trump debate Joe Biden? Because if you remember, he didn't take part in any of the debates in the primary.
Didn't need to.
He thought it was beneath him. He's up at the polls. Didn't need to do it. Laura Ingraham asked him if he'd be willing to debate Joe Biden.
Will you challenge him to regular debates?
I'll do it right now on your show. I'll challenge him right now, and we can do you. You can do anybody you want. I'll take anybody from CNN, which is doing very poorly in the ratings, by the way, as you probably know. I'll take anybody because I think you have an obligation in this case. You really have an obligation to debate. When it came to the Republicans, you know, I was up by 40, 50, 60 points, like being up on her. I think a poll just came out. I'm at 91 and she's at 7. And would you debate? You want to be smart. You don't have to waste your time doing
certain. But that would
debates.
Be instructive to see you versus Biden on any given topic.
Regardless of poll numbers. I'm way up on him now in the polls.
He's talking about Nikki Haley.
Right. Who, the 91-7. But his angle is, yes, you know, I'll debate Joe Biden because I'm not up 91-7 on Joe Biden.
But nobody believes Joe Biden would debate Trump. That they would not allow that to happen.
The topic of the border crisis was brought up.
I had the safest border in the history of our country, recorded history, because I can't tell you about 1,000 years ago, but recorded history of the border by far. We had it down pat between guys like Tom Homan and Brandon Judd and unbelievable people that you have on your show. We had a great, all Biden had to do is stay at the beach. You know, he goes to the beach. Somebody said he looks great in a bathing suit. So he goes to the beach. If he went to the beach and didn't do it, but he canceled everything, remain in Mexico, catch and release. We have catch and release, but we had release in Mexico. First of all, if you want to close the border, you're president. I didn't have any legislation. I had people opposed to me very strongly, including Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi. That was a little triumvirate. And what I did after a year, I said, you know what, these people, I took the money out. We built 571 miles of border wall, and that's what made our border so good. We did another thing. I got 28,000 soldiers from Mexico. I sent to the president of Mexico, we need 28,000 soldiers to guard our border. He said, you got to be kidding.
Well, Biden says
I ended up getting, free of charge, 28,000. We had the safest border we've ever had.
So this was an hour-long conversation that took place on Laura Ingraham's program last night. It was on the road in South Carolina. But to me, the most compelling part of the whole thing was how was Donald Trump going to talk about having to pay $500 million? And Laura Ingraham asked Donald Trump his thoughts on the New York judge and justice system.
Is a form of Navalny. It is a form of communism or fascism. The guy's a nut job. I've known this for a long time, and I've said it openly. No jury, no anything. Letitia James is horrible attorney general in New York. Campaigned on, I will get Trump, I will get Trump. We went through a trial. It turned out we're totally innocent on everything. And he fined me $355 million plus interest and other things. $355. And what we did, in fact, my financial statements were conservative. Everybody made money. There was no victim. The bank gets up and says, we love this guy. I mean, they love
Trump. You paid back the loans.
100%. No defaults, no anything. This guy ruled that I was guilty before the trial started. He didn't even know anything about it.
So this goes on for a couple of minutes here, but the million-dollar question, and kudos to Laura Ingraham for asking it, how in the world are you going to pay off this money? Because even to appeal, you've got to pay the money.
You have to decide whether you're going to put up that bond, an escrow to appeal. Are you going to do that? Where are you
going
to get the money?
I'll tell you what we're going
to
do. Number one, well, I have a lot of cash, but that doesn't mean he can take it. I mean, you know what he did? I think he looked at my cash and he said, well, we'll take all of his cash. This is all coming out of the White House. This is all, everything that you see, whether it's that one or the DA. You
Biden
know, in the DA's office,
this?
In Bragg's office, he has his top people from the DOJ working in the district attorney's office in New York. Nobody knows that. Everything is coming out. This is all election interference. They're trying to damage me so they can win another election. They want to do
you ever just
a different
say, form. You ever just say to yourself, you know, I'm done. This is what they, why?
Can't.
A lot of people would have said, I'm going to come out. Why are you staying in this?
I can't because I want to make America great again. It's not great right now. And we can do that. We can do that.
So that was last night's town hall with Donald Trump. If you missed it, now you're caught up.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.